This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you joined me yesterday morning, you might have heard me give the quote from Margaret Mead, who said, "When someone is born, we rejoice. When someone is married, we celebrate. But when someone dies, we pretend that nothing has happened." And I'm thinking today of a book written by Dr. Bill Webster, and you can look at his website, griefjourney.com, to see something out of his book that talks about grief. And the book is called When Someone You Care About Dies. And he talks here, and I'm thinking today, if you feel that you want to help someone who might have lost someone and they're going through a grieving period, you think, what can I do? Have a think about this. And Bill Webster talks about the seasons of mourning, and he says that often after the initial impact of bad news, people feel quite numb. And this is described, he said, as denial, but whatever its label, it's our defense mechanism. It helps us, in fact, he says it shuts us down until we can marshal our resources to face the reality. And so the problem is that often people confuse this numbness with strength. How many times do you hear people say, wow, they're doing so well, they're so strong? Well, that, he says, is the feeling of numbness that comes over people. There's also the yearning. The numbness wears off, and he says that the time frame is different, of course, for every person. Then there's the yearning, and it becomes difficult for the person to get on with life, and then there's confrontation, and then there's adjustment. How is my life different now since I have lost my wife, my husband, or my child? And then eventually, he says, there is the reorganization, when people can then start to get their lives. It's not recovering from grief, but we learn, he said, how to integrate loss into our lives. So I think that's very interesting and quite a helpful guide. But let's look today at the idea of, what do I do? How can I help someone who is grieving? And I think the first thing, of course, is to be there. We think, what can I do to assist other people? And yet, what we often forget is the gift of presence. Your presence there, your being with the person. Don't hesitate or wait. It's better to phone that person and speak to them direct rather than leaving it too late. Listening. Here's how one woman described how she felt when her husband died. She said, "Alone in my house, I longed for someone to call. I watched from the window, hoping that every car that slowed down in my street and every set of footsteps meant someone was coming to visit me. Anyone would have done. I just wanted to talk. But when they came," she said, "they seemed to talk about every other subject rather than the one that was on my mind. I longed for them to leave eventually," she said. So isn't it sad? So if someone has died and you are helping that person, talk to them and listen to what they've got to say. Don't ask people, well, to let you know if you can help. They may not know. They may not be able to sort of work out what's really going on, but be specific and help where you can. What about accepting them unconditionally? And people are wounded at this time. Grief is like a wound. Of course, it needs time and attention to heal. And when they've lost someone, they may feel that some part of them is even missing. So don't try to fix everything. Let them know that it's okay to grieve and that you accept that person as they are. And then finally, let your care and concern for that person really show. Don't be afraid to show your own emotions at this loss. You can say, look, I really find this difficult, or I'm not sure what to say. It's okay to say that. Grief doesn't come all at once. And for example, birthdays or anniversaries, they can be a particularly difficult time. So it's then that you can show your concern, perhaps by phoning them or going to see them. So everything in life has this potential to be a stepping stone or a stumbling block. Now, we mightn't be able to change the situations of life. There are things that happen that we've got no control over, but we can control our own actions, and we need to remember that loss is inevitable, and what we do about it is our choice. So there are some ideas that might help you if you're dealing with someone who has going through grief at the moment. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you that in the midst of our grief and loss, we can turn to you, for Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," and he knows the sheep. He knows our hearts. And we thank you that in Jesus we can find strength and comfort. And I bring this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.